we're doing that.
So now let's move on to the shed.
Okay.
And I'll remind you, you're still in Burbank.
Okay.
This is a 10 by 10 shed.
Okay.
I'll note for the board members that there are instances in which you don't even need a variance for a 10 by 10 shed if you get the consent of one of your neighbors or what have you. This applicant is chosen because she was coming here anyway for a variance, I guess, to do it this way. And I will note that I took a drive through that neighborhood today, and there are other houses with sheds, so the character of the neighborhood was, I don't think, will be historical in the way shape. Anything else you'd like to say about your application for a shed?
No.
Okay. Were you comfortable voting on this this evening,
yes,
gentlemen?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we are. Okay, before I close the public hearing, do you have any final comments or statements you'd like to make in support of your application for a shed?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes.
Okay. With that, I will entertain any application, any motion anyone would care to make on this application for a shed. Actually, I will make a motion to grant the applicant a variance of 14 and a half feet on the west rear setback and 16 and a half feet on the north side setback for the construction of a 10 by 10 shed as depicted on the survey attached to the application. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rod. I will address the criteria. Oh, thank you, Rod. Okay. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created by this variance. No, there will not be an undesirable change. I drove through that neighborhood today. There were other sheds in the neighborhood, so it will fit right in. Whether the benefit sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. Presumably, there might be a spot in the very middle of the yard where they could put the shed, but nobody, as a practical matter, wants a shed in the middle of their yard. You want it off to the side and out of the way. So I think that in terms of feasible methods, I think, I don't think putting a shed in the middle of your yard is feasible, personally. Whether the requested variance is substantial, it is substantial. However, I would note that for it's only a 10 by 10 shed, which in certain circumstances would even require variance. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's no evidence of that. Whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, self-created for the fact that they're in a shed, but you know, everybody has a shed, so I don't think that that's any reason to deny the application. So with that, we'll do a roll call vote. John, I'll start with you again.
I'm in favor.
Okay, Greg?
I'm in favor.
Rod?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
Anthony?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. So that brings us to
Okay, thank you.
Okay, don't go anywhere.
That's a paperwork for you.
I'm
still here. Don't
Thank you.
Hang on, you gotta get the other ones, hang on.
Wait, oh, I'm sorry. More. I thought you gave me... We're having a colleague problem tonight. I'm not calling him brother. I just assumed it gave me
second
colleague. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so now you got one of each.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.